Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, it's really a delight when you start spending some time in God's Word and you start kind of unpacking things, not about us, but about the Lord. So just kind of follow along with me here for a minute. You are the Almighty Creator. You are in control. You remember Joseph. You clear my path. You are holy. You bless me. You fight my battles. You are with me. You restore my life. You allow it to happen. You are God alone. You are truth. You are full of compassion. You talk to me. You are my light. And you are good. That's just one of 90 little devotional titles in a brand new devotional book. It's called I Seek Truth, Talking to Your Heavenly Father about Finding Truth in Life. If you're a Kay Arthur fan, Kay had this to say. This book shows us what happens to a person's soul when they seek truth, meditating on God's Word. And Terry Squires, who's been an author for a while, has written many, many books and author creator of 19 books, including the best-selling Today'sGirls.com series of 12 mysteries and a journal for teen girls. She does some TV as well. She co-produces and hosts Today's Life, Stories of Unshakable Faith. And it's just been kind of in the Christian communication world for a long time. I met her husband, Ted Squires, a couple years ago at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And Ted has a long history in Christian broadcasting, but mostly in books and Thomas Nelson and things like that, publishing. And then we were met and talked about, he was helping out with MediShare, which is a group that we've talked about a lot on the air in the past. And not that long ago, Ted reached out to me and said, hey, my bride has an incredible devotional coming out. And then I was like, oh, she does? And then I realized that his bride, Terry, who's on with us today, has been in this world of Christian communication even longer than I have. So it's just great to have Terry join us today on the air. Terry, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Steve, thanks so much for having me. I am so excited to share I Seek Truth with you today.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you on, and I really appreciate Ted reaching out to me and making me aware of it. And I cooked through the whole book. And let me just ask you this question, and then we're going to dive into some things, because I know there's a story behind why you wrote it and why you wrote it the way that you did. But did you write this predominantly for a for fellow women, sisters in Christ, or for anybody? Because I was when I picked it up and started reading, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to be like peeking in on a woman's devotional, but it didn't read that way to me at all.
It's for everybody.
That's
it's
what I thought.
Everybody who is seeking truth in their life, because you know we seek so many things in life that we search for happiness and we just can't find it. And Steve, I have to tell you, if you go to the book of John and read about when John the Baptist, you know, proclaims that Jesus, the Lamb of God, is standing there. And the very first question Jesus asked his disciples, what are you seeking? And the disciples said, where are you staying? It's a fascinating conversation, but it's a question that we all need to ask ourselves. What are we seeking in life?
And so what was kind of the journey that brought you, like I mentioned, and you know, you've written a lot of books, 19 books, and including TodaysGirls.com series, and very successful, a lot of different things. But what kind of led to this, to the I Seek Truth devotional?
Well, you know, I feel like God led me on a journey the past few years and took me to an unknown place. And I would, you know, my husband was traveling a lot, and a sweet, precious friend, Kay Arthur, and you all know her, spent a couple days with me down in Florida, and we started talking about, you know, the Christian publishing world and what we've both done, and she knows I've been through, you know, reading the Bible, but she sat me down. She said, Terry, I know you know the Bible, but do you study the Bible? And it was a question that, you know, really challenged me. And I started thinking about it, and there are so many times in life that I've skimmed over God's Word because I didn't understand it. And God doesn't want us to skim over His Word. He wants us to know His truth, His Word for our life. And so I took her words and her challenge at heart, and I started studying inductively. Many of you know that she is the co-founder of Precept International Ministries, and she's reaching the world and teaching people how to study inductively. So that's what led me. I started searching and seeking, and we all search for happiness in our life, but we can't find it in this fallen world. And I think of the scripture where Mary Magdalene is at the tomb and she's sobbing and she's crying and she's looking for Jesus. And she turns around and Jesus is standing there and he says, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And she can't even see Jesus because her tears are blinding her. And that happens so much to us. We get so hurt by the world, and our tears are blinding us, and he's standing right in front of us,
yeah.
And he's saying, "Come, I'm right here," and we just don't see him.
Yeah, and it's such a common thing that when we go through the Bible, Paul describes, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and you don't really understand just how deep it is until you take the time and spend in there. And of course, as you write in I Seek Truth, there's 90 individual devotionals, but you hit on all 66 books of the Bible. So when we come back from the break, which we got about a minute, but I want to talk to you about kind of how do you choose one? I mean, when I'm writing devotionals, I'm usually going through one book of the Bible. The only thing I've done that kind of sampled the entire Bible was a list of 66 things to be thankful for from the 66 books of the Bible. And that is not easy to do. You're going to, I'm in the book of Nehemiah. I'm going to pull out one gem. And of course, there's a lot more than that. But I just want to kind of walk through that process of how the Lord led you down this road. And then the way that you wrote it, Terry, is this was another thing. As a man, I'm sitting there going, okay, because I realize you're writing it in a very personal manner. It's kind of first person and talking to the Lord that way. But you also fold in some of your own challenges and not real specific, but enough to know what you were going through and what you were thinking about as you wrote each individual devotional. But the thing is that the human experience, I think, whether you're a male or female, is kind of common to all of us. We all struggle with very similar things in many different ways.
Well, and I want to stress that the I in the I Seek Truth is not me. It's the reader.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. And that's why as I plowed through it, I was like, oh yeah, okay, this isn't just for women. I'm just not taking a peek into Terry Squire's life. This is something that applies to my life as well. And God's word never comes back void when we take the time to dive into it, which is what we're going to do. Talking to Terry Squires today, I Seek Truth, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life. We'll be right back. 'Cause you want more. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today talking about a beautiful new devotional and very, very powerful. It's called I Seek Truth, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life. And it's written, very interestingly, written in first person. And so it has a much more kind of personal, experiential feel to it as you go through 90 devotions and across all 66 books of the Bible. And it's really, really it's beautifully written. It's really powerful. I've got through the whole thing myself and picked out a few, but we're talking to the author today, Terry Squire, who's had a long, successful career and calling and as a writer and television as well. And her husband, Ted, became a friend of mine a couple years ago. But it's really a beautiful book, Terry. I really appreciate you joining us today and helping us unpack
it. Thank you, Steve.
You're very welcome. And thank you for your kindness and willingness to share some of these. We're going to give away 5 copies, but you got to call in while we're doing these 3 segments with Terry. So if you give us a call, we just need your name and your mailing address. And we'll make sure to get a copy of I Seek Truth out to you. But you can get to Amazon right now. We put the links up on Facebook Live. If you just Google it, I Seek Truth, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y Squires, and you can jump right over to Amazon, other bookstores as well. That's also an easy way. But we'll give away 5 copies, but you need to call in. First 5 callers, 866-348-7884, as always, is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. First 5 callers get a free copy of I Seek Truth, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life. And so, Terry, I asked you before we got on the air. I'd love for people to kind of get a feeling for what each devotional is like. So I think you picked one. So I'd love for you to share one with us. If you don't want to share the whole thing, they're not very long. It's about 2 pages and kind of a gift-sized book. But if you could share one, I think that would be great. And then I want to talk to you about how you laid it out.
Okay. You know, I want to stress to you, Steve, that I seek truth. The I is the reader. It's not about me. And I pick topics that we all relate to, from, you know, divorce, betrayal, brokenness, forgiveness. And I was telling my publisher, I said, oh, this is kind of depressing. And but you know what? It's real life.
Yeah,
it's
that's right.
Trials and challenges that we all face. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted it to be personal. I wanted it to be one-on-one with our Heavenly Father, because I want readers to know that He loves you, He sees you, He knows you, He's sovereign, and He's there. He's waiting for all of us.
Yeah.
But I'll pick out the one that, let's see. How about Philippians? It's called You Calm the Storm. And this starts out, the ocean waves crashed against the shore this morning. As I searched for the perfect white shell, my prayer shell, I couldn't find it. But then I heard Your Holy Spirit speak to my heart. My precious child, search for a broken one and pray with joy for those who are broken, that I will calm their storm and I will calm your storm. It's easy for me to get discouraged over my own trials or storms that others face, especially the ones that don't seem to go away. In these moments of frustration and brokenness, I draw near to You and remember Your servant Paul and his perspective. He trusted You in all circumstances of his life, and he continued to pray with joy, knowing You never abandon Your people, and You will never abandon me. Through repentance, thanksgiving, and joyful prayer, I will see You in Your good timing, Your hand at work in my life, in the lives of Your children. The storms will cease because of Your saving grace. You've promised me this, and Your truth tells me. And it goes on, and in every single devotion, I always say, Your truth tells me. And it gives the scripture of His truth and from the Bible. But every single devotion is from the book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations. I want to encourage the reader to get back into the Word of God, that and to know that He is alive, He's real, He loves you. And so I hope it blesses people. I hope it encourages people that God wants them to seek Him, to know Him, and to know His truth through their lives.
Yeah, and that's so important to remember that. I had a gentleman on last Thursday, on Theology Thursday, who was a professor out here at Southeastern, and their daughter died tragically at 9 years of age. And he was talking about in those first days, in the first few weeks afterwards, he literally was just in darkness. And this is the way he described it. He said, basically, the whole world kind of closed in. Everything was dark, except I knew that I was in the midst of the darkness. I knew I was standing on a pedestal or something that was underneath my feet that was solid and I knew I could trust. And that's all he had, which is just dealing with the reality that, like you said earlier, Terry, we live in a very broken, very messed up world. It's a messy life. We long to be on top of the summit. The view's great up on the summit, but nothing grows up there, and you can't live up there for long. You get all your sustenance in the valley. So one of the things that I really appreciate about I Seek Truth, your new devotional, is you come at all those things, and you can work through it one at a time if you want. When you look up the actual titles of each devotional, you can kind of tell what the subject is, but it deals with the realities of life, which is messy, and as hard as you try, you're never going to flatten all that out. That's just the reality of it. C.S. Lewis called it undulation, kind of the natural ups and downs of life.
You know, in every single devotion, too, I start out as You Are, but there's one devotion, and I don't tell everybody the devotion. It starts out as I Am. So I don't know if you noticed that in the contents.
I don't think I did. Now you're messing me up, because now I'm like, I got to go back and find it.
Now you'll have to search for it.
Yeah, and so how would you suggest people use the devotional? By the way, we're talking to Terry Squires about her brand new devotional book, I Seek Truth, which is available on Amazon. Just Google it, Terry Squires, T-E-R-R-Y, I Seek Truth, and you'll find it. It's available now, and we've got, the phone lines are full, so we'll easily give away 5, which is very kind of you. Thanks for that. But how would you suggest people kind of approach using this devotional?
Well, I think they can use it topically. You can look in the contents and see the topics that I discuss, or you can go through the Bibles from Genesis to Revelations. The purpose of the way I wrote it is that I do want people to get their Bible out and start seeking His truth. You know, He tells us in Isaiah that He is the only God, the one true God, and there's no other.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage the reader to get back and dig deeper into the Word of God.
And I think that's one of the things that I think we underfeed ourselves, we starve ourselves. And when we use, and like I mentioned earlier, Terry, I love devotionals. I use devotionals myself. I write devotionals. But a devotional is never a proper substitute for spending time in the Word of God.
Exactly. Well, it's not.
And one of the things I love to do, like, and it's a perfect example, and it's easy to do with this devotional, I Seek Truth, is when you get to that scripture, I'm looking at one, you stand in front of me from John, and it's John 20, 14 through 15. But then go grab that and read the entire chapter, John 20, and see it in context and spend more time there. And then you have an application scripture at the end of it, which in this case was Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. But it's also when you get to those in this, inside of a devotional, it's so helpful, I think, to take the time to go look at that in the Word and look at it in the chapter.
You know, I love that one devotion about Jesus being tempted by the by Satan.
Yep.
And it's all about being tempted when we're vulnerable.
Yeah, that sounds somewhat familiar. We're talking to Terry Squires about her brand new book, I Seek Truth, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life. We'll continue our conversation with Terry when we come back right after this. Show the name of the book, I Seek Truth, a beautiful new devotional by Terry Squires. The subtitle is Talking to Your Heavenly Father about Finding Truth in Life. It kind of got birthed out of a conversation that Terry had with Kay Arthur about getting back into the truth of God. Kay said about the book, this book shows us what happens to a person's soul when they seek truth, meditating on God's Word. And when you think about meditating on God's Word, just think about whether it's chicken or steak or whatever you ever meditate. Not meditate on, but what's the word I'm looking for, Terry? You take a steak and you marinate it. That's the word I was looking for. And you take a steak and whatever you marinate it, and the longer you leave it in there, the more the steak or the chicken or whatever, it's going to taste like that flavoring. So if you marinate yourself in the Word of God, when you get heated up, when things get squeezed, that's what comes out. So that's God's language, is His Word, and we need to know that. In a book like I Seek Truth, which takes you through 90 devotionals through all 66 books of the Bible in a very personal way, but it only works because it's based on the Word of God. It shares the Word of God, and that's where all the power is. Terry, again, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Steve, and His Word is truth. And, you know, He says He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus.
That's right, and that's, of course, you get right down to that ultimate point with Pontius Pilate, and that's when Jesus said, for this reason I was born, and this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And that's, of course, when Pontius Pilate goes, what is truth? But that's the thing. If you know the truth, then you're going to have this way to work through life. Before we hit the break, you were talking about temptation and some challenging times. I wanted to make sure you finished your thought on that.
Well, I Seek Truth is all about everything that we all face in life. You know, we're the temptation, betrayal, brokenness, you know, forgiveness, true love, trying and seeking and, you know, for love and happiness. And I remember, you know, I was reading when Jesus was tempted in the desert. You know, Satan knows when we are vulnerable, we're hungry, and it's the perfect time to be tempted. But you have to be strong and you have to know God's word. And that's what Jesus did.
Well, and really throughout I Seek Truth, and that's where when I first got a hold of it, and I was like, okay, this is written in a very personal manner. It's written I, but I is not Terry as I. It's the reader. It's you. When you pick up this book and you start reading through it, I just grab one. Here's one from Proverbs. In a world of global technology, everything is at my fingertips. It's all one click away. But you, God, are the source of all wisdom. Why do people look to a broken world for life's meaning and not to you? I think of Solomon in the book of Proverbs. And as I read this, I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, this makes perfect sense to me. And it's like I'm saying these things. And the reality of this book, which I think is beautiful and why it's really powerful, other than the fact that it's based on the Word of God, is that it deals with the realities of life. We were talking during the break on since we're Skyping on Facebook Live, that life is kind of messy. And we all go through, you were mentioning betrayal and disappointment, heartbreak, the loss of this, the loss of that, when people disappoint us, when we disappoint others, when we're feeling alone, when we feel like God's not talking, we feel like he's distant, he doesn't care. I mean, it's all different individual contexts in your life or my life, but the things that we share in common, that human experience, I think is very common, which is why this book, I think, is really powerful, is it taps into the reality that we all go through a lot of messy things.
And Steve, I think about everything that we do. We're on the internet, we're watching television, we're so distracted from everything else. Like I said earlier, everything's at our fingertips. And we're wasting so much time seeking and searching for other things, and it's right in front of us. And we're not seeking him, we're not seeking his word that will bring us the contentment and get us through some of these trials. Yeah. I, you know, my heart breaks for the people. You know, we're in a crisis now with the opioids. You know, our own family has dealt with that, and there's heartbreak there. And how do you get through that? It's only God. It's Jesus who helps us get through some of these crises.
Yeah, and that was I don't know where I picked this up. This is several years ago. Because I think when tough times hit, the first thing a lot of us do is we go to the phone. You text somebody, you call somebody, you email somebody. We go to the phone way before we go to the throne, which I know sounds like a stupid little bumper sticker.
But it's true.
It is true.
So we need to go to him. And, you know, sometimes I think of some of the devotions. One of them stands out to me is Joseph. And his brothers, you know, he was betrayed. So I can't fathom the betrayal he faced.
Yeah.
It wasn't his friends; it was his own brothers. You know, we've all faced that. We've all had people in our lives that have betrayed us, and it can be devastating. But Joseph shows us, you know, he just embraced his brothers and he forgave them. And that's what we need to do.
Yeah, you wrote on that particular subject in the book of Job. I was wondering how you're going to handle that as I was working through it. And, you know, I think a lot of us struggle with God's providence. My number one word of encouragement to people is study God's character way more than you study his providence. And you study his character, right, then you're not going to have a problem with his providence. You'll understand who's holding your future. But that's a really important thing to do with Job, because he had it all, then he left it all, then he lost it all. You said it right at the beginning of this particular devotional. I had it all, the perfect life, and then it was gone. Lord, I don't understand why you let my life take such a drastic turn. I've loved you most of my life. I've followed you faithfully. How could this happen? Job isn't the only person on the face of the earth that's ever asked that question.
No, I've asked that question before too.
Sure.
Certain things happen in my life. How could this have happened? And you know what, God, sometimes God doesn't give us those answers.
No,
but you know
right.
what? He is sovereign. He's all-knowing. And eventually we'll find out. But a lot of people will ask me, you know, how can God let bad things happen? Yeah, have you had that question?
Of course.
See?
Yeah. Well, we all strive. I've had it and I've asked it. And we whine like our kids and the younger generations, the entitlement generation. But we've always had an entitlement mentality. Oh, I love you, Lord. I know your word. I go to church. Why in the world does this stuff happen to me? As if we're entitled to a bed of roses. And eventually we do get that. Eventually in heaven.
He is a good, loving father. He blesses us, but he's sovereign. And a lot of times, you know, it says in the Bible that he creates. In Isaiah 45, verses 6 through 7,
yeah.
You know, he states that there's no one beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The one forming light, creating darkness, causing well-being, creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. But in the midst of all that, he is our loving Father.
Boy, and I think, you know, you guys have children, grandchildren. When do my kids call myself or my wife? When are they really reaching out to us? It's when something has happened, when they need help, and, mm-hmm. and we're happy to take that call. And the reality is we talk to the Lord a lot more in the dark days than we do when we're on top of the world. And so when you're top on the world, you start losing access to your Father. That's chosen by us, not by him, obviously. And I think that's the reality that we have to face and deal with. Is in the darkness, when he allows these difficult things to happen, he's drawing us closer to him or back to him. He's also building into this into us the character that we need to serve exactly. him more fully and to love others well.
And, you know, I Seek Truth is full of loving praises and worshiping yeah. him and giving him honor and glory. And that's everything in our life should be about putting him first yeah. and giving him honor and glory in everything that we do.
What are your kind of hopes and dreams and prayers for I Seek Truth? Again, we're talking to Terry Squires, the author of this brand new devotional, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life. And you can get it on Amazon. Just Google I Seek Truth, Terry Squires, T-E-R-R-Y. But what are your kind of hopes and dreams and prayers for this book?
Well, I just pray that I Seek Truth will encourage others to seek him, to know his truth, and to know that he is a loving God, he's your loving Father, and he wants you to know him, he wants you to seek him, and he wants to bless your life.
Yeah, and that, as I mentioned earlier, this a friend I was meeting with this morning, I said, how much do you love to give gifts to your son? And he goes, oh man. And I love doing that. I'm like, oh, cool. I love giving gifts to our kids, too. Sometimes we go overboard, and our lavishness and our love and our compassion and our kindness are nowhere near what our Heavenly Fathers are. And he loves to give us good gifts. And and it's important to remember that even on the difficult days. Terry, I really appreciate you being a part of the show today. I Seek Truth, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life, available now at Amazon and other bookstores. But just Google it, I Seek Truth. We also have the links up on Facebook Live today by Terry Squires, T-E-R-R-Y's Terry Squires. Terry, again, thanks so much for sharing with us today. Thanks for sharing this book and what the Lord's been teaching you. I really appreciate it.
Steve, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We'll talk again soon. Tell Ted I said hello.
I will.
All right. God bless you. Talk to you later.
Bless you too.
Thanks. Bye. And it's really, I read through the whole thing. It really is a beautiful devotional. And again, when I first picked it up, I'm like, oh, I wonder if this was written to women. But it isn't. It's written between you and the Lord, or me and the Lord. Very personal, really beautifully written. And again, it's 90 devotionals, goes through all 66 books of the Bible. That was kind of her to allow us to give away 5 copies, which we did already, but you can get yours. It's just a great little devotional book at Amazon.com. When we come back, a little Money Monday update with our good friend David Fisher. We'll be right back.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Welcome back to Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. It was great to have Terry Squires on with us earlier in the show and spend 3 segments talking to her about her brand new devotional book, I Seek Truth, talking to your Heavenly Father about finding truth in life. It's really a beautiful book, really, really beautifully written in the first person. So it's really personal as you go through it. And we've got the links up on Facebook Live, and you can also just Amazon, just go to Amazon, because that's what we go to for everything these days. I Seek Truth by Terry Squires, T-E-R-R-Y. Our good friend David Fisher with a Money Monday update. David, good to hear from you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And I know we're going to talk about something that's rather shocking. It shouldn't be shocking to anybody, but I did notice last week in the President's State of the Union address, there was one particular subject that didn't come up, not once, not one word, and not the big word. The big word was debt. We're going to get to that and the spending of the federal government and the Treasury. We'll get to that. But one of the things I love about our Money Monday updates, we always start with a passage of Scripture, and I know this one has even more significance than normal for you personally.
Yeah, as I text the listeners so they are aware of what we did, I text you, Steve, and saying I can't wait to talk about this scripture because this was the one that was made a significance in my life of me becoming a Christian and surrendering my life to Christ. And not just that, but really recognizing that Jesus did save me and he is my Lord and Savior. And so let's just get into the scriptures. 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the testimony God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. You know, I think, Steve, if we polled America, most Americans would say, a greater number would say, they believe in God, and they believe that God is real, and they pray to God, and they have some sort of relationship with God. I think you would agree with me on that.
Yeah, it's about 76% of Americans self-identify as Christian.
Okay. There's a significant number of people in America that might not know beyond a shadow of a doubt, though, that if they were to die today, as you're hearing on my voice and they're hearing our voice on the radio, if they were to die this very hour while we're on air, they might not know where they're going, to heaven or hell. But the Bible makes it really clear. The Bible says that we can know. We don't have to wait. But we can know today, because it's written officially that this is how Christ came to save us from sin and redeem us as his, he being our Lord and Savior. There was a time I went to church when I was younger, before age 16. I thought I believed in God, but I did not know that if I was going to die, where I would be. Yeah. Until I made that commitment of inviting Jesus in my life, and I read the scriptures, and his spirit bore witness with my spirit that it is official, that if David was to die at any time during that period of time until 42 years later today, that I would be a believer and I would go to heaven with him. Now, the best thing is that we get to experience his presence and his spirit and all the benefits of knowing Christ is not just fire insurance. And, you know, things are written that are official. We're going to talk about some official things that were written that affects our lives. So God shared his love in a dramatic way, but he also wrote it.
Yeah, that's right. This is a decree. And if you ask most people, hey, are you a Christian? Yeah. You know, sorry. So if you died today, do you think you'd go to heaven? And you'd be shocked and saddened by how many people would either say, I hope so, or I think so. And if you think that, if that's your answer, that's because you're a part of the equation. But 1 John 5 shows you that you're not a part of the equation. The entire equation, the front, the middle, and the back, is all about Jesus, which is why it says, so that you may know that you have eternal life. I put it this way, David, because I took all the eggs out of my basket and put all my eggs in his basket. I got nothing in my basket. The only reason I'm getting to heaven is because of Jesus Christ. And you know that. I know that. And so when somebody says to us, if you died today, you're going to heaven. Absolutely. I know that based on the word of God and based on what you shared today. Such a powerful reminder. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen for that. So we'll dive into kind of the other topics we're going to talk about. And I really appreciate you sharing that, especially because it's got such a huge personal part in your story. But gold's been in the news. So let's talk about the gold coin that you're going to give away for our folks. It's a great drawing and people have to be a part of that. And then we'll do the giveaway. It's around April 15th. But tell us about that. And then we'll move on to China and U.S. and some crazy stuff our government's doing.
Well, we believe in education, and the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, and it's they created money out of thin air nowadays, and the need to have gold in your portfolio is impeccative, especially with what's going on and getting ready to happen. So in lieu of that, we want people to be informed. So we're having a contest. We're going to give away a free gold coin that was minted the year that the Fed was created, 1913. They're going to actually win four things. That coin, a book on investing in coins, a book on the Federal Reserve, and a free hour consultation with me on how to be properly protected and diversified against the next coming downturn, a recession that's probably going to happen either later this year or next year. And it's a great coin. We value it around $1,600. The third-party price guide says it's worth more than that, $1,825. It's not a rare coin, but they only minted 168,000 plus. Compared to most other years, they minted over a million. And in this grade, a 62 grade, Steve, there's around 2,200 to be known in existence compared to every common date out there is a little over 100,000. So it has some meaning behind it. The biggest meaning is Let's get diversified, properly protected, and be informed on what's getting ready to happen.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Education and information is what we need to be. We seek wisdom. We need to seek knowledge. And the Bible makes that perfectly clear. A great giveaway. So one entry per person. So you can't call in 20 times and get 20 entries. Just one per person. And like David said, it's a beautiful coin. It's worth $1,600 plus the book on the Fed, the book on coin investing, and then a free consultation, a time of education with David. So just give us a call. We'll take entries before until the end of the show. So just give us a buzz. 866-348-7884. We just need your name, your phone number, and an email address, and we'll get you all taken care of and get you entered. 866-348-7884 is our number, or 866-34-TRUTH to get your name into that drawing that we'll do in April, right around tax day. Dun, 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 dun. Cue the intense music. So what's going on? China and U.S. trade talks, that's been in the background. It's been in the news a lot lately. So let's do an update on that, and then we'll move quickly into what's going on with the Treasury and a warning on just how serious our country's debt problem is.
Well, this whole trade war started last July between China and us, President Trump and Prime Minister Xi. But it escalated in December, saying if we don't, President Trump said, if we don't reach a deal by March 1st, which is fast approaching us, the U.S. is going to deliver more increase on tariffs imposed on $200 billion of Chinese goods, Steve, from 10% to 25%. So they met last week. They didn't get much down the road in agreement, only small things. China agreed they would buy more soybeans. That's basically the bottom line. Now they're meeting in China. So it was here last week. Now it's in China. The two economic giants are locked in a trade war conceptually. You know, and the biggest thing that America wants is they want to do away with cyber theft, forced technology transfers, so that the country of China can open up and we can, you know, broaden our perspectives in creating factories over there and more revenue for our country. But they don't want to have to give up all the trade secrets. So that's the crux of this. That's where the division, and that's where China does not see and that as a problem, and that's probably where we're going to have horns on this, so to speak, and not come to agreement, and we're going to see more. If they do have an agreement, the stock market will rally of that type of agreement. If they don't, it will probably fall. So it's going to go one way or the other.
Yeah, and these always what's going on between our country and China is a big boulder dropped into the water, and there's always going to be reverberations, which is why we need to pay attention to it. You were texting me earlier today. I alluded to this a few minutes ago about a report that was issued that involves the Treasury and a warning on how severe our country's current debt problem is. So kind of give us the details of that, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
How many minutes do we got, Steve?
About three.
Okay, I'll do it really fast, and we might have to revisit this. But there's an entity called the Treasury Borrowing Advisory Committee. It's a committee that advises the Treasury. It's comprised of bank and investment analysis people who are well-known in the industry. So they wrote a report to the Treasury recently and gave very bad news to the Treasury. They said about seven things. I'm not going to be able to say all seven. Number one, there's a significant gap in how much the country needs in the next 10 years. Add $12 trillion more dollars. They're saying now we need to fund this at $1.1 trillion more treasuries a year, in addition to what we've already been issuing. And they said what you normally issue is $400 to $600 billion. So there's a big jump that happened last year, and now this is going to become the new norm. They're saying the Treasury financing needs are going to grow when we get into recession, and the likelihood of recession is high coming up soon. They also said that foreigners have backed away significantly and in some cases halted buying Treasuries and in many cases sold a significant amount of Treasuries to support their own economies. The bottom line is that they're saying we're going to have a problem on who's going to buy enough treasuries in the next year and coming years.
Yeah, which makes the threat, which most people have seen, most industry experts, including yourself, are saying it's a matter of when, not a matter of if. And that's just making it all the more likely that this is going to be a really big boulder that's going to get a drop on our head. Do me a favor, David, if you could send me a link to that story, and then we'll make sure we pick it up there next Monday when we do another update, and we'll unpack that some more, because we're living in a house of cards, and we need to be aware of that. David Fisher at Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, or give him a call at 844-879-8882. Thanks for helping us as always, buddy. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, we'll talk again real soon. All right, friends, there you go. Another one in the bag. It was great being with you today. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk again real soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.